Bill, good morning, and thanks for taking time out of what's an incredibly busy period for you to chat to us.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, everybody.
Now, look, you've got an incredible amount of contact with homeless people and disadvantaged people through your work. What sort of stuff brings a bit of comfort for them around Christmas time?
Well, Christmas Day is a day people like those fear, because it brings back memories for many of them of happy Christmases past. And so what then happens is they want to go away and drink or take pills or something, or just avoid the day. And what we kind of say is, no, come here and we'll have a big Christmas day together and have a lunch together and have all the trimmings, and you can be special on this day as well. And it brings that sense of community back to people who feel the community's rejected them.
Absolutely. And I imagine that feeling of isolation just doubles down around this time.
Oh, huge. And it just doesn't affect the homeless. It affects our volunteers too. Many of our volunteers are here because to them Christmas Day is a nightmare. You know, maybe their partner has died, a son or a daughter has died, somebody's moved on, the marriage has broken up. People don't want to face Christmas Day, so they think they'll come and volunteer. So you get it on both sides, if you get what I mean.
I do. We actually chatted to someone from the Black Dog Institute yesterday who said that one of the great cures for loneliness around Christmas is actually to volunteer and be around other people.
Exactly, exactly. What we are, what we as human beings are, we are the reflection we see in the eyes of the other. And so if somebody looks on us with loving, in inverted commas, eyes or kind eyes or whatever, we begin to feel, we reflect that back. And we human beings need that. We need that sense of tribalism. I think one of the reasons so many people get depressed is because they get so isolated in life.
I couldn't agree more. And certainly what you do on Christmas Day, it's more than just feeding the homeless, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big party, mate. It's a big party. And some people come here, they do nothing else all year but come to Christmas here, have it all written down, and people come and pick them up and they have a great time. And it's a time when, all the loneliness for a while can fall away. Probably one of the best stories I could tell is that one Christmas years ago, I noticed a mother and a daughter turn up, and I could see, you could just feel, there was problems, you know, and she was a little girl. And I'd said to the counsellors, look after her. Anyway, in the tent, we have a big tent where we have everything done. We can seat 900 at a time in the tent. Anyway, in the tent, the little girl had this massive meltdown, just huge. And people ran from everywhere and helped her and this, that and the other. And what had happened had been that when the mother was pregnant, the father was killed. And at this moment, right on Christmas Day, Christmas lunchtime, this little girl realised she would never, ever see her father, or he would never touch her, or he would never love her. You know that? And it was just too much, just too much. And so all of a sudden she had 4,000 fathers wanting to make up, you know. And we got through the day and we got her counselling and all of that sort of stuff. Everybody. Anyway, I didn't see them for years and years and years, until last Sunday when I saw him in an Aldi. And the little girl's now a teenager and the mother's there, and there's a fella with the mother, you know, and there's another little baby and the girl's looking after the baby. And it just showed how, you know, when you're really down, magical things can happen. And it was just lovely to see.
That is an absolutely beautiful story. Look,
it's true.
I love it. Bill, are you still looking for people to help? If anyone listening wants to volunteer, can they get involved?
We actually don't need volunteers on Christmas Day.
Okay.
We need volunteers every other time through January. January's our biggest time because most of the agencies closed down. So we're always looking for volunteers from Christmas, from sweeping up on Christmas on.
Well,
that's
fantastic.
When we need them all through January.
How do people get involved? How do people get in contact?
They can go to the website, exodusfoundation.org.au, or they can ring us on 8752 4600.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. I'll let you get on with your busy day. And thank you for everything you do.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.